Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. This weekend, artists will be heading to Sierra College in Grass Valley to learn about the business of art. The day-long event is for professional development in the creative community. It includes workshops, business planning, partnerships, legal advice, and mentoring across California. It's called the Business of Art Symposium, and it is happening Saturday, March 2nd from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Joining us is Kelly Cutler with the Truckee Cultural District and Eliza Tudor with the Executive Director with the Nevada County Arts Council. Welcome. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Vicky. Thanks so much for having us on board this afternoon.
Hi, everyone from Truckee.
Hello.
Thank you for having us.
Yes. Hello to the higher elevations. Hello to Truckee. Eliza, I want to start with you. I mean, this is an interesting symposium. I would imagine there's not too many of this sort of symposium of the business of art for creatives. Why do you think that is? How did this come about?
Well, we're a pretty unusual place up here in the foothills of the Sierra Nevada. I mean, as well as being the sort of heartbeat of gold country, since at least the 1960s, we've had this growing profusion of artists and creatives and culture bearers and creative industries, which is why the state offered us a special designation and honor, naming us as a California Cultural District times two. So one up in the High Sierra, one down in Grass Valley, Nevada City. But not only that, we increasingly find that we are drawing artists and creatives and cultural workers from other places regionally, because an all-day symposium with incredible networking, peer support, and professional development, career development opportunities just isn't offered in more rural areas. When we did this last at the end of 2022, we had folks coming from all over the region and from Sacramento and Reno and beyond. So it's an incredible opportunity to gather and to learn together.
Kelly, I mean, you're up in Truckee. What excites you about this symposium that's going to be happening on Saturday?
What really excites me is that there's something for everyone. And I think that we are really speaking to the creative community with this program. But just keep in mind that the arts cross over in so many other sectors, including education, social services, public health, environmental, climate change issues. So I'm going to encourage everyone to take a look at this program, whether you consider yourself to be part of the creative community or not, because I feel strongly that there is, like I said, a little something for everyone.
Hmm. What session are you most looking forward to?
The session that I'm really excited about is one called Getting Inside the Mind of the Curator. I'm especially excited that we've got Colin Perry, who's participating as curatorial assistant at the Nevada Museum of Art, Frida Scott, who's the founder and director of Frida Scott Creative. And who doesn't want to get inside the mind of a curator? I feel like I've been looking forward to a session like this my entire career. So really looking forward to some of the topics about how do curators choose the artists they work with, what are the primary considerations, and what does it mean to curate one's own work. I think it's sessions like this that really provide that professional development opportunity within this program and help artists elevate their business model.
Mm. Eliza, what session are you looking forward to most?
Well, I have to say, I have to call out, we have two keynote speakers this weekend. One of them is Dr. Tasha Golden, who is the foremost authority on arts and mental health. She's the directs research for the International Arts and Mind Lab at Johns Hopkins Medicine. She's the national leader in arts and public health. She's absolutely extraordinary. She's an artist herself. So she's going to be talking a lot about trauma-informed practice. So we just heard Representative Lee speaking to so many aspects of society that are of interest and concern for all of us, whether it's our unhoused or the environment. Dr. Tasha Golden is very used to supporting artists as they create awareness for many of these solutions. And in fact, within California, we've got an incredible program rolling out right now called the California Creative Core, which is putting artists to work to create awareness for some of the most important issues in society. So these artists need support themselves, and Tasha Golden is going to be with us to share more about how we can look after ourselves. And also, there's an emerging trend at the moment, an emerging movement, I should say, called social prescribing, which she is leading the charge for. So we're going to be hearing more about that. And then, of course, we have Sean Fenton, who is absolutely cool. He's the executive director of Theatre Bay Area. You may know that we have a ton of theatre up here in the foothills and up in the High Sierra as well. In fact, I think Sean has even participated in Community Asian Theatre of the Sierra Cats, which is an incredible theatre company locally. So he's going to be coming and doing an amazing keynote on what success looks like in the arts, and also participating in a panel on how to ace an audition. So these guys are pretty formidable, pretty top of their game, and it'll be fun and fascinating to listen to them.
Yeah, at the top of our show, we were talking about the weather. The forecast isn't great, and there is low snow that is forecasted, which means it can impact foothill communities like Nevada County. What do you want people to know about the weather and how they should prepare if they want to head up to Sierra College in Grass Valley?
Well, the great thing is that because Nevada County Arts Council and our two California cultural districts are partnering with Sierra College, we're able to sort of piggyback on an incredible, you know, protocols from Sierra College itself. So we're meeting later with Sierra College. We're not going to be putting anyone at risk or expecting them to sort of brave the snow to get here. We're all sort of looking at our weather apps, and they're all saying slightly different things. So it's getting a little nuanced. But everyone's safety and enjoyment on the day is going to be our maximum thing. We do have a reserve date. If it can't take place on Saturday, we're going to pull everyone together on March the 16th at Sierra College. So we have a good backup plan. But as of this moment, we're still thinking this is going to look okay for the foothills. But we're very, very mindful of the weather, and we encourage everyone else to be, of course. So more to follow. I think the best thing to do is follow us on social media, Nevada County Arts Council, Grass Valley Nevada City Cultural District, Truckee Arts Alliance. We're all posting like mad and keeping everyone up to date on the weather situation. But right now we're still very excited about Saturday.
Oh, that's good to hear that you have a backup date. I would hate if that just got canceled and didn't move forward. It's wonderful because I can only imagine the amount of work that it takes to put something like this on. Kelly, we just have like 30 seconds left. How do you hope people feel when they leave the symposium Saturday evening?
Absolutely inspired. I really think that this program is going to contribute to the forward creative momentum that we have in Nevada County, and help some of our creatives with their business models. And like I said, there's a little something for everyone. So inspired is how I want people to feel when they participate.
Wonderful. Kelly and Eliza, thank you so much.
Thank you, Vicky.
Thank you for having us.
Kelly Cutler is with the Truckee Cultural District, and Eliza Tudor is Executive Director of the Nevada County Arts Council, and they are talking about the Business of Art Symposium. It is happening this Saturday, March 2nd, at Sierra College, located in Grass Valley, from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. We have more information on our Insight page. And that's it for Insight today. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.